Okay, Erev Shabbos Mythbuster number 25. We'll keep them in Yane Shabbos on Fridays. And all right, today not a myth per se, but an important clarification of the halacha of Kiddush. So the question is, does hearing Kiddush, drinking wine, automatically cover all brachos of drinks that you're going to subsequently drink? Do I have to make a shahakal on the drinks if I heard Kiddush, if I drink the Kiddush? What's the deal with that? Okay, so first of all, if your Kiddush is going into a Seuda, like Friday night, you're going to make Hamotzi right after, and Shabbos day, if this is your Kiddush that's connected to your actual meal, that you're about to make Hamotzi, so it's really a non-starter. There is a discussion. There is a discussion of Hamotzi covering drinks, but Lamaisa, most people rely on the fact that Hamotzi does cover the drinks. Rav Bodner and the Vizos HaBracha paskins this. So if you're making Hamotzi, so any drinks that are meal drinks that are helping the appetite and help you digest your food, things like that, so pretty much all drinks are going to be covered by the Hamotzi because they're part of your meal. Wine is a big exception that would not be covered by Hamotzi. Sound effects. But besides that, drinks are going to be covered by Hamotzi. So this isn't really a question if it's your Kiddush that's going into your meal, because they're going to be covered anyways. But let's say it's Shabbos morning, well before your meal. A lot of people have a Kiddush. So now I want to drink after my Kiddush. I didn't make a Hamotzi. I didn't make a Shahakal. I just made the Hagafen, or I heard someone make the Hagafen. Do I have to make a Shahakal on my orange juice, on my soda, on my coffee, on my tea, on my whiskey? Do I have to make a Shahakal on these drinks? So that's a question. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, Yayin Poter Kol Minei Mashken. Pretty simple. Wine covers all drinks. Rama says, Afilu Mibracha Rishona. So even from the Bracha Rishona, so the halacha is, if you have wine, you do not need to make a Bracha Rishona on any of those drinks that you drink after your Kiddush. Okay. But the Mishnah Berurah makes an important clarification, and that's only if you drink the wine. If you're the one making the Kiddush, then you're for sure going to be good. If you're listening and you don't drink the wine, which you don't have to. You don't have to drink the wine. It's not the Seder night. You could just be Yotze with one person making the Kiddush and drinking the wine. So then you have to make a Bracha Rishona on all the drinks afterwards. So that's pretty much the split. Because the whole idea is that the drinks you subsequently drink are included in the Bori Pri HaGafen that you made. If you don't drink any wine, you didn't make a Bori Pri HaGafen. You were Yotze with Kiddush. You were Yotze with Kiddush, which is its own thing. But you didn't make a Bori Pri HaGafen. Okay, so that's a pretty easy split. If you drink wine, you're good. All drinks are covered. If you don't drink wine, then you got to make a shahakal on any drinks you're going to have. How much wine? So this is the important point. The Be'er Halacha quotes a number of opinions. Lamaisa, he concludes that you have to have a malo lugmav, a cheekful. One cheekful, which is, to be safe, 2 ounces is said. If you have 2 ounces, a shot glass worth of your average, I guess, a 2-ounce shot glass. If you have 2 ounces of wine, that's a malo lugmav, maybe even an ounce. So if you have that much wine, then you are covered. Yeah, all the subsequent drinks are going to be covered. If you have less than a malo, if you literally just take a tiny sip, so now actually you're in a little bit of a suffix, because it's not clear if that was enough, but it might have been enough. So now it's you want to have someone else make a shahakal and a drink for you or something like that. But to avoid the suffix, it would be better to either just not drink any of the grape juice, and then you for sure have to make a shahakal on your drinks, or to drink a malo lugmav of the wine, and then you're definitely covered. Obviously, if somebody's making a Kiddush on whiskey, then it's a non-starter, because the bracha shahakal, so that's obviously going to cover the other shahakal brachas. The whole Kiddush here is that even Hagafen can cover it, but only if you drink a malo lugmav. There is a machlokas between Rav Yashiv and Rosh Zalman. Does this apply to grape juice too? Is it only by wine, right? Let's say you make the bracha and you drink a whole cup of grape juice. So Rav Yashiv said that doesn't even work. It has to be wine. Only wine is chashiv enough. But Rosh Zalman, definitely can rely on Rosh Zalman, says even by grape juice, this halacha applies. So bottom line, by Kiddush, it will cover all the other drinks you're going to make if you drink at least a malo lugmav, a cheekful, 2 ounces. If you don't drink anything, you just listen, then you definitely have to make a shahakal. And if you drink less than a malo lugmav, then you're really in that suffix zone, and you really should have somebody else have in mind the shahakal to exempt you and the drinks that you're going to drink, or make a shahakal on a food. So that's the I don't know, myth, but a good clarification of the halachos of the brachos pertaining to Kiddush.